Well, the creation of this new airline, which will become the largest in the world, okay, is very significant because it could be starting an era of mergers among major carriers, and it could be signaling, and I believe it is signaling, the beginning of the hard times again in the airline industry. 5 years ago, okay, we had had very severe troubles in the airlines. There were major concessions that were forced upon unions in negotiations and major cuts in staff. And at that time, they had been talking about possible mergers of airlines. All that really came out of that was that U.S. Air was involved in merger with Air West. Okay. But what's happened now is we're back in the trouble again. Okay. These are hard times for the airlines again, primarily because of the recession and because of the high price of fuel. And so we're going to increasingly see airlines trying to cut costs desperately and to try to stay afloat. And the last 2 years of billion-dollar gains are going to quickly turn into a few more years of billion-dollar losses like we've seen in the past.
Now, one of the things I saw on there, and of course you have to, I know, take a lot of this initial pronouncements with a grain of salt, but they talked about protecting all the current hubs. They talked about not furloughing any of the frontline employees. I'm not sure what a frontline employee is compared to somebody who's not in the frontline. You know, more airline service to small towns, yada, yada, yada. And so the average person, it suggested, doesn't feel a thing. Do you buy that?
I think the impact of this strike, of this merger will be felt very quickly. I don't think there will be a strike. There may be some work stoppages or disruptions. I think that the prices will continue to go up in the airline, and I think maybe other mergers will occur. United and Continental are talking as well. But I believe that there will be significant reductions in the force of the airlines. Delta will be the name of the new airline, and it will be headquartered in Atlanta. I guess that means that the number of workers at Northwest headquarters will be either losing their jobs or maybe given the option to move. And I also think that the combining of the seniority lists will turn out to be a long and contentious issue.
And that's an issue at, I think it was at Air West and U.S. Air, that's still going on there and litigating and everything else. And that would seem to kind of hold the potential to sink any benefits, if there are any, of a merger. Do I have that generally correct?
I think we're going to be finding out very quickly that the difficulty of merging airlines is not necessarily in combining routes or gates, but it's in combining the seniority list of the employees. And that seniority to a pilot is extremely important because it determines when they fly and what they fly and where they fly. And I think that when they combine these lists, that some pilots will feel as if they're getting the bad end of the deal. It's going to be a very contentious issue here, and they haven't resolved these problems when they announced the merger. They had been talking about them last month, and they talked about them again, and there was some progress in reaching a settlement on other issues, but they're hoping that the pressure of the merger and the significance of the wage increases that will be promised to the workers will be enough to encourage them to resolve any problems with the seniority lists.
For average Joes like me, when we hear merging a seniority list, I mean, how do they do that? I mean, you either have seniority compared to somebody else or you don't, it would seem to me. But so how does that work in these negotiations? How would you merge a seniority list beyond that?
Well, what they do in the airlines is they're going to be combining the seniority list of the pilots from both airlines. Okay, and Delta's pilots have significantly less seniority than Northwest pilots. When they combine the two lists, they'll be essentially making up a new list, the master list, with the names in the order of their years that they've been flying. And based upon that list, they can then bid to fly different routes to different planes. Essentially, it's a difference between flying overnight to Peoria on the weekends or flying to Paris whenever you want to. Seniority gives pilots the bidding rights to have a good life, and pilots take the less attractive routes in order to accumulate seniority so they can get the more attractive routes and the better times. I think any pilot who has very little seniority, okay, will be flying a lot on the weekends and a lot to places where they might not really prefer to be flying. And what they have to do is they have to combine these lists in such a way that pilots from neither Northwest nor Delta feel as if they're being disproportionately put towards the bottom of the list.
And Northwest pilots have more seniority. Why would that be?
Well, I think when both companies were in bankruptcy, there was some major adjustments done with the seniority list, and I believe that Delta's seniority list was redesigned in such a way that a lot of not seniority list, but rather pension plan was designed in such a way that a lot of workers opted out. Okay, but historically, there's a difference in the average ages of the pilots, and so combining the seniority list can look very discriminatory. Okay. Essentially, what this is, and it's really a unique dispute that they've been involved in, is it's two branches of the same union, that is the Delta local and the Northwest local of the same union, the Airline Pilots Association, trying to protect their turf in a merger, and that's extremely difficult to do.
The other aspect of this is the antitrust. I know they wanted to kind of get this in under the wire before the Bush administration left office. What are the odds that justice will look favorably upon this, especially considering some of the other, what was it, U.S. Air and United, wasn't it, that didn't survive a review a couple of years ago? So what are the prospects for this one?
I think the prospects are going to probably be around 50-50 that it will survive. And the reason I say that is because it is creating a huge airline, that it's going to be difficult to prove that there are significant savings and that it will keep the companies afloat where they wouldn't otherwise be afloat, and that it's not going to harm the consumer. It's very easy to think of reasons why the combination of these two airlines can hurt consumers just by reducing the competition between the two. And I think a case is going to have to be made that this is something that has to be done because of it's a drastic situation with the increase in the price of fuel and the oncoming recession. A month ago, it looked like a merger should be done quickly, and right now it looks like a merger is going to be a rescue operation in many of Delta and Northwest executives' eyes because the airline industry is in deep trouble again.
Doctor, I thank you for taking the time, and I apologize for disturbing you at home this evening.
Oh, it's no problem at all. This is a very significant event, and it's created a lot of curiosity because these are airlines which seemed not to really be entertaining the idea of a merger a while back, but it just developed its momentum. And it's difficult to explain to people the pilots' role because mm-hmm. the pilots' union cannot legally block the merger.
Right.
But by asking the pilots' union to approve of it to make it a smoother merger to effectuate, they raised expectations that a pilots' union approval would be necessary for there to be a merger. Now they find that they have to back out of that.
Mm. Tons of fun.
Yes.
Great honor talking with you. I hope we get to chat again soon.
Oh, sure. Good talk to you.
My pleasure. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.